Well, shit, man, I guess we're live.
Dude, welcome to the Weekend Hangover, everybody, episode 5. So pumped, man. What an awesome weekend of racing here in America and overseas.
Dude.
Some World Superbike action and some
a lot of wet socks.
Road Atlanta, a lot of wet socks
both,
everywhere.
Both sides of the world, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we're ready to get into it. But first, Dustin.
Dude.
Heard you got to pick up something today that goes...
So, like, you know, yeah, like, are you talking about this thing?
Dude!
I don't know. Is this too much? Is this too much, man? Is it too much?
So, Hans, you got it on the switches?
What?
Dude, that thing is so sick.
Dude, and it's funny because, you know, it's like kind of calling the little blue stripe on the Superbike, like... I called it a Smurf. I was like, Smurf blue. Like, wow, that blue stripe looks kind of Smurfy.
Smurf blue.
Bro, I ended up with the same fucking stripe on my lowrider lid, dude.
Which is funny because, yeah, I noticed that for this season on the Superbikes, they got the new light blue for Yamaha. Chuck's team has it.
The OEM bikes have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we're doing our best to kind of like make sure the thing. Trevor Watson's watching this, of course.
Oh,
of course this dude's like the first commenter. He says,
there he is.
Bata locos. Forever.
Wow, colors.
Yeah, you colors. Know what's funny is there's a couple dudes that that have told me that they thought I was Mexican this whole time. No, dude, I was just a white guy. Kind of grew up I grew up poor, dude. Like, yeah. Of course.
Dude, I lived in a fifth.
Of course, I want a chain link steering wheel, but yeah, yes. Look at this thing, dude.
That thing is so sick.
I mean, look how it like kind of see how dude, it kind of pops off the light.
You're gonna cause so many crashes at the track days because everybody's gonna just not be able to look anywhere else but the top of your head.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think the dude, Crazy Pete's the guy's name. It's so crazy, like. I just randomly was I was doing something and I ended up walking through the beginnings of what was going to be a parade that morning.
Yeah.
And there was a dude in the 62 Impala sitting there and he had all the lowrider shit on the switches and everything. And he had like murals on the hood.
OG,
like, bro,
OG.
Dude, even his dash was painted.
Oh, wow. Right?
Yeah. So I was like, dude, that's some hell of a fine work that you got on the car, man. I'm like, who did that? And he's like, oh dude, you gotta talk to my homie Crazy Pete. Right? And then next thing you know, that's how it happened, you know. Like I called up Crazy Pete. He lives like not too far from me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Brought him the helmet the next day, the Sunday before I left for Atlanta.
Yeah, that dude, that's so dope. That is so dope. I don't know, Trevor.
Trevor, you're wrong, bro. It's like a Cadillac Bro-Ham, actually.
Yeah, you lived in NorCal. You should know.
Yeah, dude. Come on. You should know about Vato's North Sac, bro. Come on. Right?
All right, man. So should we get into some Moto America action? To the end?
Let's get into Moto America first.
All right.
I mean, obviously, right. I was there. I got to see the boys doing the thing.
Yeah, I know. You got to fly in, hang out with your pops.
Yeah, I scooped up my dad in Macon, and then we made a little road trip weekend out of it.
And, oh, Kirk made it on. Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, Kirk. I think Kirk said he was going to give me wine, bro.
I know.
Crazy.
And he just texted me earlier, and he said he was going to have to meet you at Barber. He's
not
brewing it up right now.
He can throw it in the semi, dude. It's all good.
Okay.
But yeah, it's dude, a lot of stuff, and you'll see it in when I post it. But there's a guy that I did an interview with, and we started a term stacker. It's like rids are like way stacker than they have been. Right?
They are so stacked this year. It's amazing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, dude. The Superbike class. I mean, I don't know what the fuck people are saying. Superbike is boring.
Bro.
Dude.
Bro.
You think Superbike's boring?
There were like 5 dudes right there, right up front. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And they're all savages, dude. Oh. Bobby Fong. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, should we start out with, whoa, hey, whoa. Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Whoa. What's up? Speaking of which.
I know. Where did this shirt come from? I don't know. What's this shirt all about?
No, it's just coincidental.
Dude, actually,
you had that one on.
I will say that the Stactor was Ben Smith's.
Stactor. I was not going to take credit. Well, actually, I didn't come up with it. You came up with it, but it was kind of a.
But then you're like, you liked it.
I did. I completely. Yeah, I was all for
you
it.
You owned it.
You got to own it.
I mean, it's the case. It's true. I mean, every class is stacked.
I mean, look, you know, Superbike. I mean, that's a tough class, right? Like you're running a stock 1000 bike in that class.
Right. Yeah. It's tough. Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, as you said, there was 5-6 guys up front, you know, just in the race, but not even that, like all throughout every practice and stuff. Like, it's not often that you see like your boys, like Gagne and Peterson, like they weren't always, you know, 1-2 or 1-3. Like they were
1-2, but they weren't always 1-2.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, exactly. So it's,
you know, Heron would throw down. And then next thing you know, Bobier would throw down. And then, you know, it was just like boom, 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 you know.
Right.
It was pretty nuts, man. The track looked full too. There was a lot of you lunatics on the track at the same time.
There were. And I think that part of that was probably like in our situation, which we're going to be doing it all season. But I think a lot of like some of the stock 1000 guys, because, you know, there was no stock 1000, but the first stock 1000 versus Barber, some guys use that as a big test basically.
Right.
Which
I'm curious how many of those guys are Superbike Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing mixed reviews on that from some of the riders, you know, where it was like they felt that some people didn't belong, you know?
Right, and that's kind of – we had this kind of – I mean, yeah, conversation that we had. Like, if you're – like, I did it at the end of last season. You know, I got my my feet wet in the Superbike class.
Right.
And it's one of those literally. Things where, Literally,
everybody in the fucking paddock got their feet wet, bro.
Right. Yeah. My shoes are still drying.
Yeah, mine too.
But like, it's one of those things where if you're out there, I mean, you've got to realize that these are, I mean, yes, like everybody deserves to be out there for sure. But
yeah,
you got to realize that these are the best guys. These are the best guys in the country. Like, they're out there. This is what they do. This is their living. So it's, you just got to be. You gotta have respect for one another, like whether it's practice, qualifying. I mean, just kind of keep your head on a swivel a bit, because, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's supposed to be the top level for a reason. So
yeah, and you know that, like, because my buddy Will Posse made it in, and he, you could see his head was on a swivel when he heard those guys coming. He got right out of the way, and knew they were coming at a certain point, and then you gotta kind of expect it, and then to keep out there, because, I mean. You pay your money, you go racing, you qualify.
Yeah.
You know, you earned your right to be out there. And, you know, even if you're in the back of the pack, that's on you to know that those dudes are coming through and that you need to get out of the way because you don't want to cause any incidents.
Right. So, and there's parts of that track that look like they're kind of one line too. So it's like, you know,
yeah.
You catch a guy in the bad spot, it could totally ruin your qualifying.
Well, I mean, Matty Schultz didn't seem to care about the S's.
That was
amazing.
He's the only dude that I know that jumps over that first curbing there. Maybe somebody else is doing it, just don't see it. But he's the only dude I know that's jumping over that.
Maybe
first
he's gonna make a thing out of it,
dude.
Right?
He turned it into the barber.
Dude, Schultz had a tough weekend. But let's talk about Superbike first. Yeah. And then we'll talk about the other classes after. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So in Superbike on Saturday, I mean, I'll just be real. Like, Jake Gagne was doing the thing. Freaking Heron and Fong were doing the thing. Bobier was doing the thing. And it was like, holy shit. You know, it looked like JD and Baz were kind of struggling a little bit.
They're still coming around on the bike.
What do you think? Truthfully, I thought Baz would be quicker earlier.
Yeah,
I did too.
I was
a little surprised.
Heron towed him a bit and he got quicker towards the end of Q. But in the race, he went back to doing his thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is you say that. I saw Heron and Baz. Those guys were basically locked together from practice one, it looked like, up until Q2. Maybe they were like, all right, go do your own thing.
They were locked together. It looked to me like they they would come in and then Heron would give him a toe and stuff.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Heron was like, get like just straight up giving him a toe for most of the practice sessions, which is, I mean, yeah.
He wanted him up there. Heron wanted Baz up there so he'd get in the mix because he knew that if he could get Baz up there, Baz wasn't going to lay down. And he could use Baz as a blocker if anything happened and he could shove some guys back behind Baz. But yeah, Baz was not up there.
And I'll be straight up with it, man. Like Trevor Watson's going to give me shit for this. But like, dude, fucking Heron was ripping.
Yeah.
Like, he was. And then, you know, when Bobby Fong Heron, what?
What? I almost spit my water out.
Dude, Heron got Heroned.
Yep, he did.
Plain and simple. But the thing is, I will say this. What was impressive about Heron from that moment forward is instead of usually what he would do is lose his fucking mind and get all emotional over it, he didn't, dude. He put his head down with the work, and that dude was cranking out flyer after. Like, he was like, cranking out pole times all the way to the fucking end, dude. I was like, god damn. Like, I don't know where he ended up from the getting Heroned, but dude, he finished fifth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he rode really well, dude, honestly.
Yeah. Like, that whole, I mean, whole race. Aside from, you know, it's kind of like his home track.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But yeah, I mean, you know, he kind of left the door open and Bobby Fong stuffed it in there. And there, Bob's your uncle.
Yep. Right? Yeah. Bobby definitely, he took two shots. That was the second one.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. He stuck it in there. He knew, he told him he was coming through and he came through second
you
time.
Know that there's going to be, you know, the writing's on the wall for some payback.
Dude, I tell you what, I said that too. And we all had a chat in the pits like after race, like before race two or something. And mm-hmm. Bobby was like, yeah, dude, I went over there and was like, hey, man, you know, you know, right?
I'd really like because to not be cleaned out.
Because he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and when they were going down, I think between turn five and turn six, Bobby turned over and saw him and he went like this.
Yeah, like, hey, sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro. And then Aaron's like, and then he just,
yeah,
he stopped because he started waving his hands at him. He was giving like the whole treatment. And then Bobby was just like, you know,
sorry, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's probably
race
not
is
sorry.
Racing, man.
He's probably not sorry, honestly.
Yeah, to an extent. Like, those guys have got respect for each other, but like,
it's 100%.
And you're, you, like,
yeah. I mean, there's no reason why that dude should lose his mind because, like, how many dudes have he taken out? I mean, I was at a club race, and I know he took out a dude. Like, he took out one of the front-running club guys.
He almost took out two dudes.
Dude, he took out Oleg.
No, he took it last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
remember the whole thing where he went straight through everybody?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, same track, too.
Yeah, because there's the brake pad thing.
Yeah, he had the brake pad thing and all that. But, dude, he was ripping.
Faux show.
It, and Trevor thinks it might have been the fact that they painted Honda wings on their Ducati. So,
dude,
I'm sure there's a "Who wore it better" meme somewhere,
right? I mean,
I kind of like, I don't know, I kind of like the livery, the new HSBK liveries.
I don't know. I like, you know, honestly, I like the sound of those things. They sound amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then last year's orange that they did was, dude, it just hit right. I don't know.
You think so?
I like the orange.
I did
I'm just
too,
glad actually. It's. I'm just glad it's not blue or it is
or a turquoise or whatever the fuck that is.
OF white and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Horrible paint job.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever.
HRCBK.
HRCBK. Oh my god, dude.
Trevor, you
leave it to Trevor to throw that down, man.
Well, let's talk about midway down the pack, huh?
Yeah.
So we got JD, we got a Honda in Ashton Yates, Hayden Gillum. We know you kind of got a little intimate with Hayden.
I'll tell you what, those things are fast.
That's Honda's for sure. Fast? Really?
Oh yeah, it's fast. I got the the buzz by Hayden on the back straight on the a bit in race one. He's riding the thing super well. Obviously, I got to ride with him a bit through the S's and a little bit throughout the weekend in that race too. But we knew for not to jump ship on classes here, but we knew he's going to be our, you know, he's going to be the guy to beat in Stock 1000, obviously.
Hayden Gillum.
Right. Yeah.
Hayden Gillum. He's going to be running the one plate, right?
If he chose to.
Oh, if he chooses to. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he can still run his number or he can run the number one, I think.
Right.
But,
it sounded like a fucking sewing machine, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, dude.
That's what somebody said.
It's like going through the S's. I'm standing there and he's going through the S's and it's like you hear the BMWs and they have a pretty distinct sound when the TC kicks on. You know, the R1s are always, they have a certain sound to them, even the stock 1000 ones. Mm-hmm. And then the Suzuki's even. And then the Honda comes through and it's like...
That's the thing, because I didn't hear Gillum with the BMWs. Like I said, the BMWs, the Ducatis, like let's say Heron or somebody's blowing my doors off on a back straightaway, like I can usually hear that coming like a little ways. Gillum, I mean, like I said, bike is super fast. Like he passed me. Yeah, he came past me. I didn't hear a peep. So,
well, I guess it's going to be like 1995 again because they're going to put a Vance and Hines pipe on that thing.
Yeah. Right.
Like I haven't seen Vance and Hines pipes on sport bikes since the mid 90s, man. That's hilarious.
I'm sure
Trevor's going to get one. Trevor, are you going to get
Trevor's
one, buddy?
Probably going to get one.
Yeah.
Comment if you're getting a Vance and Hines pipe for your pile, Trevor.
Yeah. I'd say that there was really good battles mid pack. I know in race two, Ashton was right up there on the way.
Dude, he was.
That was awesome.
He was.
Till he wanted it.
Till he wasn't, right?
Yeah.
That's one of those situations where I guess he was like, I mean, not that he's got nothing to lose, but like, you know, what do I?
I don't know what caused him to fall, but, you know, he did.
Yeah.
That sucks.
He's always been super good in the wet. Like, we knew. Like, I knew that he was, because he qualified just a few places back from me, and I knew he was going to be like coming out like a bat out of hell, straight out of the gate.
Guy
gets around really well in those conditions, definitely.
Yeah. And then we got Max Flinders in there and a couple other guys. But that first race, man, up at the front, Cam Beaubier,
dude,
played it,
he's
solid,
such a
man.
Savage dude. I mean, anybody that watched the superbike racing and still thinks it's boring, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's to start jumping out of airplanes with no parachute.
I know.
You need
it,
more excitement.
It was so good.
Dude, those, like, pass backs where Jake would just, like, put it under him. And, I mean, so gnarly. And he did it a couple of times. And it just – he couldn't put it together at the end. But, man, it was – you didn't know who was going to win. And that's –
That's the best thing
that's been pretty rare for a
very,
minute, you know,
very rare.
Not I feel like that, like, track produces that too a lot.
The worst, the track, that track reduces that
produces that. Like, I mean, we saw the races there last year too. Like,
yeah,
you know, that track definitely, for whatever reason, because you would think, I mean, I would think that the BMWs and Ducatis have a pretty significant advantage there, but. Yeah. I don't know what your boy over there at Attack found, but those Yamahas were not slow.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what. I guess I'll talk to him tomorrow and I'll ask him.
Yeah, right. I bet it's just the drive off the corner out of turn seven. Just
I mean, dude, the thing that they have been doing, they've been doing a lot of testing and they've been doing a lot of work in the shop behind the scenes. So, I mean, you could see they came prepared, ready to fight, and they did. And, you know, I see Brian Greed's comment there, can be school Jake on the brakes in 10. I don't know if it's a school thing. I think Gagne's got that, like, arm pump shit.
And he was having an arm pump.
I don't think he could feel the brake lever.
Like, is that something that he only deals with? Because I know like that track is super heavy on, most people do get bad arm pump there, but is that right. something that he deals with? I don't know if you would know, but does he deal with that at other places too?
He's dealt with it before, and I know he's had a bunch of surgeries and shit, but
yeah.
you know, maybe this track, and a lot, I talked to a lot of riders walking around to my stupid GoPro all weekend. And, you know, I heard more than one occasion that this track, that Road Atlanta, they call it Arm Pump City.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I can attest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I've gotten the surgery too, actually.
Yeah.
And it actually wasn't too bad for me this past weekend, but man, those first S's, especially on a big bike, like
yeah.
getting through that by like lap 15 or so, like four laps to go. You're like,
yeah. Well, I think Jake's had the arm pump surgery more than once. And
yeah, I think it was like three times.
I think he's had carpal tunnel surgery too.
Because he can come back.
Yeah. Well, the carpal tunnel surgery is gnarly too, man. Because like all that scar tissue you pro lunatics get, you know, we all get the, you got this one, right? That's the carpal one.
I got the one that's on the, I got both my compartments released or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
The top and the bottom, but yeah.
But it was pretty, you know, Brian Green's talking about it, but it was pretty awesome to see that the two guys split the wins.
Yeah, that was
just
awesome.
Like last year, right?
Yep.
So, and they didn't, neither one of them ended up on the ground, which is,
yes,
you know,
right.
I think Cam ended up on the ground in practice.
He did wad up a bike on Friday, and then, they had to rebuild it and they actually got it ready. And he went out for a couple laps and seemed like the bike was pretty squared away.
Tell you what, they did a killer job of getting that bike back together actually in that session.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah. So, and then Sunday, obviously rain like cats and dogs.
Yep.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Like I roll in, I left my rain pants in the car. I was like, it's not that heavy. It's not a big deal, whatever. And then, basically, as soon as I get into the paddock, it was like, oh, yeah, hold my beer. What's this? So it was like rain pants. My dad had a golf cart, so it was pretty easy. Just roll the golf cart up to P1.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. But, yeah, because you got to go up that freaking hill. Holy moly.
Yeah.
I walked that a few times last year.
Yeah, well, you know, my dad's like 75, dude. And, you know, he was he's pretty tough to move around, you know? So if I didn't rent the golf cart for him, he would have been trapped in the attack pit the whole
weekend.
Oh yeah. And you know, as cool as those guys are, it would have wrecked his opportunity to take a look at and hang out at the place that he raced like in the '70s.
Yeah.
Damn.
With ERA instead of WIRA.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah, dude. Crazy. Right.
Shout out to another Honda guy, Chris Smith from Smith Shot Racing out there. So Trevor's got a buddy in the chat.
Yeah, Chris see. I see Irate Barry there from Moto United.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Great to see in the chat blow up. Yeah, Sunday was awesome because the rain race, you know, the great equalizer. And we had JD Beach up there, up at the front.
What a savage that guy is.
Dude,
he hucks the thing down the road, slides like a slip and slide forever.
Dude, going up the hill into turn five, which is gnarly in itself. Bike goes straight into where the pass through road is. JD sliding on the grass, crosses over, and then gets up, runs his butt all the way over there, picks up his bike, spins it around, and it still makes it to fourth place. Amazing.
Yeah. He picked that bike up pretty, not that those bikes are extremely heavy, but JD's not exactly the biggest guy. He picked that thing up like it was
JD,
nothing.
Dude, if you were close with that guy, like, dude, he is like Tasmania devil.
Yeah.
Like he's a little guy, but he sure is stout.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a rip roll dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That dude is, he probably pick it up with just like two fingers, you know. He's like that kind of dude. He probably does push-ups on his fingertips kind of thing, you know.
He busted out the old kids in the hall. I crush your face, I crush your head.
Yes. The fact that you threw that down, Ben probably doesn't even know what the fuck that is.
No, but I'm like, I'm racking my brain. Like, yeah. I think no. That's for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Way Ben, yeah, your Ben you're, you have to Google it, but you probably don't need to.
No, he'll just come over. He'll come over. We'll watch some kids in the hall.
I'm just going to have to let him explain it. Yeah. Ricky or Bobby explain it.
Yeah. Explain it at the house, bro. We don't need to use the show.
No.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah. No, race two is great. So again, Cam and Jake running in all the way to the end. And I think Cam should have hucked it in turn 10A on the second lap to the finish, because that's when Jake was expecting it on the last lap. And if he would have done it on the second to last lap, he would have caught him off guard and probably could have put a gap on.
Dude, if you look, it looked like he tried.
He tried,
He tucked the front a little bit. He's all. He had one of those numbers.
Oh, yeah. Because I saw the front was, you know.
Yeah, he did that little number. Dude, that could, like, wake you up, you know?
Yeah, and thanks to your video, we found out how little tire pressure they like to run in the front.
Yeah, it didn't.
Very insightful. Very insightful.
Yeah, the Dunlop guy, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Dude, he calls himself Mick, but he's Michael Jackson, dude. So, of course, I was all, ow!
Yeah, I knew exactly who you were talking about when you said that.
Yeah, Mick was like, he was just basically like, dude, the great equalizer is the rain, and so it's all up to the riders, but... You know, and I tried to ask him all the question that the club racers always talk about and have probably different answers than what he said.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, and those are the Dunlop reins. I don't know about the other reins, but, you know, he basically said, don't run tire warmers, run them cold, run them at this. He said that if you run warmers, it's only a couple minutes.
10 minutes.
Not, 10 yeah,
minutes,
10, 15 minutes, it. Not an hour.
Just to soften them up a little bit, but enough. But he's like, you don't want to overcook them because the carcass is different.
It'll mess your temperatures up, or pressures. I mean,
That's actually funny that you say that, is because we don't run warmers on our reins either. And you see a lot of the factory teams, like, they still run warmers. So obviously there's some validity behind it. But like, I've actually felt before, and this could just be me, I don't know, but when we ran the warmers, it felt great, like right out of the gate. But then a couple laps in, when they started to cool off or whatever it was, like, because obviously you can't keep the heat in them in the rain like the warmers can.
Yeah.
It gave like a false sense of like, man, these things are great right out of the gate. And then
Quick
started to drop off a few laps in. Maybe that was more so due to our pressures that we were running or not accounting for that. But I've had that experience in the past. And so we've always just been like, just no warmers.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And you know what, Bobby? Fucking hate you for this, because my wife is now texting me YouTube video links to Kids in the Hall shit. Dude, no.
Oh man, she's awesome. I love her. So that was we had Cam P came in third. It was awesome, very emotional third place because of last year, and then all the bad kind of the bad year for Cam P and
he had a harsh off season.
But he came in with third. That was a really emotional, awesome third place. And you can tell he was super stoked about it.
Yeah. I mean, he had pace on Saturday too. And he threw it away, and he was really angry about it.
Yeah.
But thankfully, you know, he came away with it uninjured and got back down to business. Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were all like really worried about him. I mean, like there was had to skip Daytona. There was a test that he didn't make because he's like healing from all his like deleting unnecessary body part shit and his wrist. And then, you know, he had a little training accident on his mountain bike or whatever. And so it was like, fuck, dude, I hope you can roll, you know? And dude, every time he'd come off the bike after the sessions and stuff, he's like, dude, it's so good.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, His wrist looks super weird, but who the fuck cares what it looks like as long as it works.
As long as it works.
Right?
Yeah. So on to Super Sport. We had still pretty stacked field for Super Sport.
Dude, yeah.
PJ, Corey, Blake Davis, my little homie, crushing it in his first big race other than the Daytona 200.
Yeah.
With the big boys, and man, he killed it in race one. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He almost won that thing. And he did, nobody dude. Saw that coming. And
nobody had him. Everybody. Not a single person had picked him. Well, except for Tom Halvorsen, probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And his dad.
It's like he knows.
Mike's Halvorsen, a good dude.
Halvorsen has a good insight on that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like he was doing the thing on the Yamaha, holding down the fort, you know. And
he was doing a great job. All the R6 bros were cheering him on.
Well, hell yeah, yeah, we were.
Yeah, and Kayla did really well considering her first race, and you know, she was down in P11.
Yeah,
and
I think she crashed or something, right? And ended her weekend early, right?
No, that was race two. She went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I mean,
racing in the way.
You know, it's tough. That's a tough class. You know, it's super deep. PJ, I think the surprise, a lot of people probably wouldn't have picked Corey Alexander to do so well so early in that class.
Yeah.
And dude, he was a fucking murderer. He was running top, got like he was P1 in one of the practice sessions, I think.
He led Friday.
Yeah, bro. Like he led Friday. I was like, what side of what? What'd you have for breakfast this morning, bro?
For him, dude, for him to be on, I mean, you look at him on that bike, he makes it look like an Ovale.
Yeah,
it does.
Him, yeah, he's like a bear riding a tricycle, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, like for him to do that, especially at that track of all places, honestly, I guess Road America would be another place, but like,
yeah,
that was pretty impressive. I watched, I watched his Q lap in Q1 or whatever on the TV, and I'm like, He's riding the wheels off that thing.
Oh, dude.
They got that post where he's coming out of 12 and you can see him just like pick up the bike and he's just sitting there like this is
rah, rah, rah.
Like he does that like snap upright thing that I'm pretty familiar with watching another rider.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like a Jake thing, kind of.
He said it.
Right.
Yeah.
So. I've studied it, I'm trying to figure it out.
Dude, it's I don't know how he does it. It's awesome. I wish I could do it. It was awesome, but whatever.
It's the butt flick.
Yeah, and then the Twins Cup, right?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, Rocco's doing
our boy Rocco from last episode.
Captain Backflip.
Yep. What? Yep.
He's still kind of a, like, I don't know. Like, he kind of was a puss in the wet.
He did better, though. I got to give it to him.
Better than he usually would.
Better than he usually did, but... I mean, dude, that's what I mean. It's kind of like you kind of saw the same thing a little bit in Superbike, like, you know, Fong starting on pole. And it's like the wet is the great equalizer, but at the same time, it's the first race of the season. Like, you can lose a lot more than you can gain.
So much on the line, right?
Yep. Right. Like, it's a long season.
Don't want to toss it. Yeah. Don't want to toss it.
And, dude, you know, Gus Rodeo did his thing. He was riding really well. And
Dom Doyle got raced.
Tommy too. Doyle. Yeah, dude.
Chuck was super, super stoked about
like,
that one.
Dom Doyle doing the thing. You know, Chuck G was losing his fucking mind, right? Yep.
I know those guys were happy. They were over in our pits after the race, and they were definitely happy. And they definitely deserve that. Like, I've been to the shop multiple times now over the winter, and that's where they have all their Twins Cup program out of that. And man, they put a lot of work into those things, definitely.
Oh, we got to go back to Super Sport because we got to talk about Matty Schultz.
Oh yeah, dude,
crushing it.
Matty Schultz, who like didn't make practice, didn't make Q1.
Nope.
Did what,
one
five
session
laps
on the bike.
Q2? Q2 was his practice.
Yeah. And he was far down the grid and he just made up so many spots.
Yeah.
Passing dudes in the S's.
He was like,
I was
learning
like, in
how
the
to
turn
ride
five. It. Who dives in on turn five?
Yeah.
That guy. It's insane. That guy has always been a loon, right? And it's funny seeing a guy go that fast, end up on the podium and say, yeah, I'm learning the bike every lap. He's still trying to figure out how to ride the thing.
Yeah.
Like what, dude?
There's another giant.
Like that
on
class
the bike.
Is Stactor, right, Ben?
That is a Stactor class. That is a Stactor.
Yeah, the class is like super Stactor, and dude rolls out in podiums with no practice on a bike.
I'm gonna call it right now. He's my pick for Barber, for sure.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going out on a limb, but if he can get in all of his practice sessions and figure it out. I know he goes well at Barber too. I know,
yeah, because Bobby will tell you, I picked PJ.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's a valid. Oh, you mean you picked him for Atlanta?
Yes, I picked him for the period, for the season.
Oh, for the whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a toss up for me between Matt and PJ, but I think that Matt, because I know the R6 actually goes really well at Barber too.
Yeah, Blake, dude.
It should.
I'm going to pick Blake for Barber.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
I'm going down that road. Since we're picking.
Right. You know. I mean, I started, I guess.
I'll pick our guys for Barber for Superbike.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to say that too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think it's gonna be a head-to-head shootout between Cam and Jake at Barber. I really do.
Yeah.
It can go either way, but I think this is gonna be a complete shootout. Because they're going to separate themselves from the field because they both go really well at Barber. Both of them do. And both of the bikes have their strengths and you know.
So Steve Main is reminding me of the one of the writers
he sponsors.
A certain Husky individual.
Yeah. Little Jake Lewis on the podium.
Dude, Jake Lewis is a Husky dude, man. Like, wow.
He rode a really good. I mean, a lot of people rode. Really
he's eating all the peanut butter sandwiches that Hayden Gillum stopped eating. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Hayden had to drop the dad bod weight. And
yeah.
Jake's had to stop crushing the Coors Lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll you admit know, it too.
Crazy.
Though.
We were talking about it. I think I was talking to Cody Wyman, maybe.
Yeah.
Sure. But we were talking about Torin, because you know Torin's like, oh no, you know what it was, what's the crew guy's name again on Altus?
Oh, he was, Boyd Brunner.
Boyd, yeah, we were talking to Boyd,
yeah,
right, and we were talking about Torin Collins. And dude, like, I've known Torin for a long time. He was he was one of them little kids raced like a 390 or whatever the fuck, or R3 or something at Chuck Walla years ago. And probably when Ben was throwing away shit back in the day. at Chuck Walla.
I did do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I can attest to that one.
I was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So but dude, Torin's huge. Like, dude, he's like not quite Brian Van, but you know, like getting rolling there. You know,
like
what I mean?
Max Van.
Torin's got the gun show covered for covered in the gun show.
I guess I haven't seen Torin since.
But dude, Boyd was like, oh yeah, dude. Apparently Torin's getting his dieting tips from Jake. Yeah, that's dude. Funny. Super funny, man. Super funny.
Oh man.
But yeah, so you know, Jake, of course. I mean, the dude rode well, man.
He did. Yep.
You know, and then there was the baggers.
Yeah.
And you know what, man? That class is fun, but honestly, after watching Superbike, I don't know how the fuck you.
Hey, the only thing I could really say for baggers this past weekend was seeing Batmax on the podium.
Batmax, awesome. Dude.
After crashing in the Superbike.
Is it going to be a thing? Is Batmax going to be a thing?
Yes,
dude?
It has to be. You started it.
And that he had coming down the
Holy smokes.
Dude, Bobby was talking about getting that. He's like, you know what? He's like, when that happened on the bagger, I was like,
Oh, I bet.
That's a lot of weight to bring back in line. Like, that's impressive.
Dude. Yeah. But he did the thing, right? Like,
He said he liked it.
Dude, how's Flinders like a top bagger guy now? Like, what?
He's in like six in the points or something like that.
Yeah.
That's like, awesome.
He's a multi-time podium finisher in the baggers class now. That's amazing.
I love it. The mayor. That's the nickname, the mayor.
And the dude, you know, I talked to him. You know, he's been working on his bike forever, right? Like, he's little by little. Yep. You know, Kyle Wyman suggested to do this years ago. I had him on the podcast, and he's like, dude, if you want to race Superbike, just go race Superbike. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Max has done. And, you know, he didn't have all the magic parts, but dude, he's got data on his bike now. So that's something.
Speaking of his bike starting on their bikes.
Dude, his bike's starting to look kind of like a legit super bike now.
He's got a suitor swing arm. He's got the Forbes.
Yeah, bro.
Like, he's got.
Yeah.
Things pretty like, well.
Dude, next season, shit. Who knows, man?
He may get an attack motor.
He might somehow get a sponsor, get a used attack bike or something. Yeah, exactly. Right?
Or it's a Bobby did. Motor.
Right. Or yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun, you know.
Absolutely. We gotta swing into World Superbike.
The Euro stuff?
Yeah.
Dude. Insane.
Amazing.
Johnny Ray came back.
Yeah. Kinda, on pole. Second.
Yeah.
On pole.
Yeah, bro.
But where did that come from? He was so out in left field. Like, mm-hmm. where did that come from?
Conditions. It was all about the conditions. They were just right for Johnny Ray to get through because he's such a madman in those kind of mixed conditions, and he just knows how to throw.
I call those the JD Beach conditions.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
He got it done.
Yeah.
He got it done. But all the top guys were still kind of right there. And then that first race, man, it was such sketchy weather this weekend for them. And
yeah,
they had a lot to navigate, but race one was awesome.
Dude, Iannone crashed early. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and the Gert Timmer chicane just went straight.
And then, you know, I mean, that kind of goes back to the classic, like, make the choice of tires at the end, you know, and hope it works out. And
yeah,
looks like that Spinelli dude rolling out. He rolled out on, what did he roll out on?
Intermediates. He rolled out on intermediates.
Yeah. So he was just like rolling around fulls. He's like, later.
I don't understand how all of those guys looked at that track or went out on the warm-up lap and decided. Like, I just don't know who makes those calls at that level for that. But going out on slicks in those conditions, like, yeah, I guess you're trying to predict what it's going to be like at the end of the race. But obviously they never got to that point. I mean, it was red flag before that, which I thought was weird. That whole situation was weird to me.
But well, like, maybe the red flag wasn't weather-related. Maybe it was – there was a bunch of Skittles – throwing out, you know,
right,
a bunch of different colored bikes.
I
always say that when a bunch of different colored bikes end up on the ground, it looks like, you know, you poured Skittles.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I just thought it was a very like, why would they all of a sudden call the race when,
yeah,
like, obviously Toprak and Bautista were coming through. Like,
dude.
And then all of a sudden, boom, like, because of track conditions. Not even like anybody went down, it was track conditions.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, it was like 2/3, I mean, and they're like, it might as well just call it.
Dude, Bautista was rolling.
He was coming.
Man.
Yeah, like, he was
dude, another lap, and him and Stoprak would have had him.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Sure. But good on the dude, you know? Like,
because
that's Petrucci's bike, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's like, there you go, Petrucci.
Yeah.
No, this one's for you, like, buddy.
I just went on your bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, that's... they were so pumped. I mean, it's such a great story. You know what I mean? Like, those are always really good moments when just this dude out of nowhere gets a win.
Yeah.
On a backup ride.
I mean, that's another class where you have no idea who's gonna win.
Yeah.
World Super Sport, you have no idea who's gonna win.
No, there's a
lot of dudes.
I
mean, you kind of suspect it's gonna be a Ducati just because you know, but you don't know which Ducati.
No. And in race one, it was Ducatis.
Right.
With an R6 in there, Manzi.
Yeah. But, well, dude, the Beast was there all the way till the end.
Yep.
Right?
And he rides really good in the wet. And Frenchies are good in the wet.
Dude, how about another Moto America, former Moto America guy?
Oh, Luke Power.
Dude. Where did that dude come from?
I didn't get to see, where did Luke end up? Because I used to race against him.
I want to say he was like...
He was top 10.
He went down to like... Yeah, I think he was top 10.
Really? Yeah, he started to slow down, but he was right up. He was leading the race for a little bit.
Yeah, dude. He was in the front.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Luke Powers is leading a World Super Sport race right now. Okay. Yep. Right?
That is funny because, he raced against him in 2022 or whatever when he when he was over here. Kid's good. Kid can ride. I mean, clearly.
Like,
yeah. It was.
And he's riding something weird, too. He's riding one of them MV Agusta things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was on a ZX6 last year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I noticed? Ricky Bobby, you know the answer to this.
What?
What didn't we see in World Super Sport?
A Gixxer?
What?
Duh.
No 750s in World Supersport.
So weird.
I just don't know.
That to me, that would be a solid bike to have.
Yeah. Crazy Supersport.
Yeah.
Absolutely solid.
Yeah. So
Captain Rick, Caplox is in.
Yeah. Jeez, bro. Like, why you gotta yell at Ben like that, dude?
Rick, I know. Jeez.
Fix guy.
Always yelling at people.
Yeah. So what happened? What happened last weekend, Ben?
We got soaked. I don't know. I mean,
you forgot your kayak at home.
Yeah.
You forgot definitely. Your water wings.
I definitely forgot those for sure.
Rick should have tuned in on time and we'd have caught all the Moto America action, but now we're right. World Superbike.
Yeah, we're in World Superbike now, bro. Like
we're over in Europe now at this
You're going to have to rewatch it.
It's funny hearing Ben call people kid, Daniel Goodnight. You know, it is funny saying that because I'm 23. I don't know why I'm saying kid. I think Luke Power is probably the same age as me. So
yeah, dude.
I think it was pretty young.
I guess I'm calling myself a kid too. That's a good
point. Damn kids.
Yeah.
Damn kids.
So race one for both were really good. But Sunday.
Dude.
Sprint race was pretty sick.
The sprint race was fucking insane. Yeah. It was all melee. Dude, it was just like it was like 10 dudes going like top seven dudes just fucking going murdering each other, man. Going I was like, it. What?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Bautista came up. And then Toprak was it? He was like a ninth,
dude. Toprak was struggling.
I think he had the SC2s, but he just couldn't get enough heat in them to get rolling. But
he put SC2s on for the 10 lapper.
No. It was he had.
Did he have an X too. Or did he? He had an X on. Probably
he had an X. Yeah, he didn't do the.
I think they almost all run the X for the sprint races.
Right. Yeah. I think he just didn't like it.
In the regular race too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ducatis do. I know
that tire is awesome, by the way. That's like my favorite Pirelli, the X.
I'm going to have to run it. I got to run it.
Dude, it's so good. It's like cheating.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I think I'll run it at Pitt. You think it's a good tire to run at Pitt?
Probably not, to be honest.
I've never been to Pitt, so
it's going to destroy itself at Pitt if I had to guess.
Okay. Then I'll go with an SC1.
With him riding it though?
Yeah, with me riding, I'm not gonna destroy it. My slow ass.
Yeah, like he's fucking like a pretty low bar. Right?
Yeah, okay. Low bar. Yeah. Really low bar.
All right, maybe you can take it. Like,
and then race two, man. Holy cow.
Yeah, dude.
You didn't know who won.
You had no idea. You had no idea who was gonna win. And I mean, they were all murdering each other. I mean, dude. Locatelli was up there.
Yeah.
Remy was up there. Johnny Ray was up there for a second. You know, Stoprak, Bautista. Like, it was just
all
like
going back and forth.
Dude, I mean, literally, dude, it looked like there was like seven dudes that could have won.
And then it started spitting in the middle of the race. And then you're like, oh, crap, what's going to happen now?
Yeah.
And nothing.
Yeah.
Well, and that's
they were all on intermediates on that one, right?
No. Toprak was on SC2s. That's where I got the SC2s.
That's right. Yeah, and they said they ran harder.
He managed to keep the heat in him, and that's when he took off and he was able to kind of hold off Bautista to win. He never won at Assen. BMW's never won at Assen. That was a huge story.
Yeah,
I feel like that track and BMW don't go well. Unless it's those types of conditions, that track and BMW don't go well together.
Yeah, even when Melandri and Haslam were crushing it back in the early 2010s or whatever. And they still couldn't get it to go there on the gold bet bikes. But, man, Remy Gardner gets his first podium.
Yes.
Awesome. He missed out on the sprint race. He was in fourth and he got mugged. But he held him off in race two and it was so sick. Oh man, he was so pumped.
I was like yelling. I had to watch all that shit today, right?
Yeah. No, you're like, you got to sleep yesterday.
Like literally like 5 minutes before the show, before I jumped on with Ricky Bobby, before we went live, I was still watching race two.
I was watching the Super Sport race one. So
yeah.
Or race two. So yeah.
Yeah. Daniel Goodnight. You're right, dude. Toprak is an alien and can make just about any bike. Well, he didn't do so hot on the Cowie.
No, that's not true. Once he got going on the Cali,
he was giving Ray problems at
Magny Core.
Okay,
when they were coming to that,
he wasn't like a constant threat.
No, but
right.
But when he was on, he was on. And Magny Core,
now he's kind of just always on, right? Like, I mean, the sprint race was kind of an anomaly for him, I thought.
Yeah,
and you know, sure. it could have been a compound thing. Like, who the fuck knows? But I was surprised to see him not be, you know, I was surprised to see him at ninth, right? I was like, what's Top Rack doing at ninth, bro? Like, what's going on? And Johnny Ray's in the front. Like, this is.
Yeah, I think he just didn't want to toss. He wanted to get at least some points, but.
And, you know, the announcer guys were like talking mad shit about Johnny Ray, too. They're like, oh, look, he's holding four dudes up. And I'm like, he's got a little gap on him. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
But they were doing a little bit quicker lap times than him. He was just quicker through. It looked like he was really quick through this one section.
Yeah,
like that fast, that like fast left right thing. He looked like he was smoking dudes through that. So
yeah, the back.
Where the Yamaha's good. He was the Yamaha good where it's good.
Yeah, and oh look, we got another commenter. We got Chris, the Mega Simcoe guy. Dude, Chris from Pin the Gas like went to dinner at Brazilian place in. What the hell is the name of that town?
Oh, Gainesville?
No. Is it Buford?
Oh, Buford, yeah.
Yeah.
We were over by
the Mall of Georgia. So we went to that Brazilian barbecue place there and had like meat with a side of meat. So that was cool.
Yeah. Meat sweats.
Yeah. Pretty much.
He's talking about BSB too.
No.
Come on, Trevor. No.
Trevor always gives Chris Simcoe shit because Chris from Pen the Gas is like a BSB mega fan.
Yeah.
That's why he says
I didn't educate myself on that. I don't know who did what in BSB, but
I don't either. Maybe, but I bet he does. He knows.
He has
all those dudes on his podcast.
Julian Correa won his races.
You know stuff.
Know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just know him and his dad, but that was pretty awesome. American winning overseas was pretty legit.
Right.
That was in the British Talent Cup.
First time since Joe Roberts, I think I saw him, like 2011.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Again, did not know any of that.
Yup.
So.
Yup. Well, hey, it's been awesome. I think we're about an hour.
We're getting close to an hour. Yeah, we're getting close to an hour. You know what? Let's talk about the Racer Dad stuff. I did have a chat with Brian Van and Chad Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Owen's second year in Super Sport, but it's going to be his first full year because he had to start because he wasn't quite old enough or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's got a new bike, whatever. He was struggling. He got better on Sunday for race two.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, Max, on the other hand, holy shit, he was like top 10 in Super Sport, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was 12th.
Yeah.
He was 12th.
Yeah.
Right behind Kayla.
Yeah, so I've got some interesting videos I'm going to clip together from the weekend of Racer Dads.
Yeah. What about, speaking of Racer Dads, your dad was running his brains out trying to get all the tires set up for you because your dad's one of your crew chiefs and...
He was running his butt off, that's for sure. We definitely had some. I mean, we showed up Thursday. It's like first race. Everybody's got some things I got to button up and figure out. But I mean, I put my dad to work just about every weekend or just every weekend. And it'll be nice to have your buddy at Barber because Barber's going to be a hectic schedule to say.
Mr. Neil. Yeah, my buddy Neil.
Neil. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His buddy Neil will be.
Well, it's because we, the attack team stole Ed from you.
Eric. Right. Dude.
Yeah.
I know. I need him back.
Dude, he doesn't do water bucket duty.
I know. Dude,
trust me, bro, he's working his ass off.
Dude, you know what's funny is I saw him. I saw him.
Dude, he looked ragged.
And he's like, I'm so used to him, like, and our pits are serious. Like, obviously we're serious when we need to be serious, but we have, we're not, I mean, realistically, we're not attacked. Like it's, you know, a little bit, whatever. I saw him early in the weekend and he had his like serious face on. I'm like, I'm going to let him, I'm not going to bug him.
Dude.
I know he's like, yeah, he could give me a little bit of a, hey, what's up? But like they run a tight ship, obviously.
Yeah.
So
they do. I mean, they don't stop. I mean, the bikes are, dude, I'll go to like one of those. I'll go take a piss at a porta potty. Come back. The bikes are completely dismantled. Like,
right.
Crazy.
I mean, that's what you got to. Yeah, that's what
I would not. I would not do well on that pit. Daniel Goodnight knows.
You wouldn't do well because
Mayor Jr. over here is talking to everybody.
Honestly, I think you would be okay because you're a military guy.
True, but I get distracted pretty easily, and I like talking to people. So, but that did come in handy when I needed to go find parts for Daniel's bike after he sadly crashed last year, and I collected all the bike parts for him.
He said everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
I will say, if I need a guy to go find parts, I'm definitely calling you up. Oh my god, I need something. I need a I need something. Connection.
Yeah.
That's funny,
I'll
man.
Find somebody.
So Trevor's pointing out that Barber's going to be a triple hitter. So.
Yeah,
right. Which means I have 5 races at Barber.
So what are you doing to prepare for 5 races, BS?
Dude, what am I not doing? Like, I mean, there's only so much that you can do, but it's like, I mean, I feel like I'm in really good shape. I'm in the best shape that I've been for sure. And that's been more so over the winter, but
so watching lots of workout videos then?
Watching yeah, right. Watching lots of workout videos. That's definitely number one on the list.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's honestly, I think that weekend's really going to be what I do to prep myself like the week of. Like I got to start hydration wise, like Monday. I mean, electrolytes and just making sure that I take care of the body correctly. Recovery. My boy Ethan, who also helps your guys out, he's really been good with that. He brings all of his, you know, the gadgetry. Legs machines and
concoctions,
his gadgetry.
Yeah, all that stuff to help with recovery. But that's going to be it's going to be up to me. How well do I prep myself for that weekend and recover for it? So
you bring in an ice bath.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about that. I know that my guy Flo, he has an actual legitimate ice bath at his place, but
you don't have the portable one, dude.
Do you want to borrow my, I got a little kiddie pool that you could,
right? Yeah, in. Dude.
Well, dude, that's a good, you just get a kiddie pool and you dump a bunch of bags of ice in it.
Or you could just, dude, go to home.
I'll send it with Neil.
A trash can.
Yeah. Big trash. I've seen the trash cans done before.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
but realistically, I will probably do something like that because it's Bucky's barbecue. We get you right. That's yeah, exactly. That'll make me lighter, but yeah.
Bucky's barbecue and Barber. It's like a. You got to have the brisket taco on the way to the track, right? Like that's. It's like a
you
law.
You called it. I mean,
isn't it like a law? Am I the only one to think that's a law?
That's worth half a second in Q2.
Exactly. Exactly.
I wish I was going to Barber, man, because I know Dreamland Barbecue is right there. Walker and I were talking about it. You know, the guy, one of the guys on the attack crew, Walker, he actually has a place in Birmingham. So,
oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. And he's the one that recommended me and my friends go to Dreamland. And dude.
Wait, what is this Dreamland? What
Dreamland barbecue, man. It's in,
where, in it's Birmingham? In
Birmingham, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you'll have to take a look at it, dude. It's
that's a Sunday.
Trust the fat guy, bro. Right?
Chuck's Fish is pretty good too, and then they got Taco Mama's or whatever is a pretty good spot too.
Taco Mama's. Okay, first of all,
In the middle of Birmingham, I don't know.
Yeah, bro.
Not bad.
Yeah, nah,
one by the college. There's one by the college that's not bad.
Steve Bain, it's not that great, but I'm that's fair. He's a Texan though, so they've got
it's all it's a different kind of thing, Texas. Yeah.
Right.
Sure. But Bucky's brisket at Barber. Yeah, dude, you gotta get the brisket tacos at Bucky's. Yeah.
It's a morning essential at this point. It really is.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. You walk in and smell that, and you can't not have it.
Oh, Taco's mama is on point. Okay, I'm hearing a bunch of white people talking about Mexican.
Daniel and I know when Louis Zendejas talks about taco spots.
All right.
Louis from SoCal too, so he get back.
All right.
Up.
Okay. I mean, you know, I am the.
Yeah. Right.
I am right. The Chicano, like, you know.
Ask your boy what he thinks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's good. Dude, you got to take Crazy Pete to, like, Laguna or something.
Dude, you know what? That's a good idea, man. Yes. Like, I bet Crazy Pete would be stoked.
He would be stoked and bring his lowrider.
Oh,
get
dude.
A P1 parking.
Can you imagine driving the Broham with the switches and shit all the way to... Nah, dude, that's like...
He would,
5 hours
would you
in
do
the Broham.
No, you don't do the switches.
At least he doesn't have like the little tiny inch chain link steering wheel. He doesn't have that in there.
I still tell you, you got to get the gold arched coiner thing in the back of your lid, your next lid that you get.
I don't know. I mean, he wants to paint my R1.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, can we have a matching
tube?
Have you not seen my R1 before, Ben?
I haven't seen it in person, but I've seen pictures of it. And I see
the color zone is hired, right? So like, you know,
right,
this guy is like, dude, if I can get your bike, man. Yeah, dude, like he paints fucking baggers and lowriders and stuff, and then but dude, he's doing all kinds of crazy stuff, right? Like just anything. Like he does these things that raffle off like surfboard and stuff. So
I may have to get a helmet done by this.
Yeah, like I think there might be a shortage of glitter because
it's ridiculous.
I mean, look at that.
Wow, he did get you right with the glitter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's a KX1 KYT helmet, by the way.
Mm-hmm. The nice one.
Is that the nice that's the nice
FIM.
Top helmet?
FIM certified KX1. The new new.
The new new.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bill Bass Boat livery. Come on, man. No, Bass Boat livery.
No. Trevor Watson tried to make that joke earlier.
It didn't work. Yeah. I mean, the flake's out of hand, but I'm kind of out of hand. So, like, it didn't work, you know?
Yeah.
But seriously, though, now we're at over an hour. We should probably punch out, yeah. Dude.
Hey, man. Looking forward to Barber. We got MotoGP this weekend.
Yeah, we do. Fuck, are we going to have another show next week? Is that...
Yes. Or we can wait. But Tuesday night seems like a good night.
Yeah, I know. Ken Hill wants to do something. I know I'm supposed to do one with somebody else, too. The tire warmer dude. The red line guy.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah,
I got to get him going.
Yeah, for sure.
But what's your plan for Barber, Ben?
Man, it's wow. Well, Barber's
put you on the spot.
There's you put me on the spot here. I mean, Barber's a big weekend, obviously. Definitely a big weekend for us. I think we're in a really good spot.
You got five races, dude. So like
five races, yeah.
So do you have a goal for where you want to be?
Stock 1000 wise. I mean, I want to be up front, like for sure. I mean, okay. I know that, like I said earlier in the podcast, I know that Gillen is the benchmark.
Go after the murderers.
Right.
Be one of the murderers.
Right. Yeah. Be one of them. Exactly. I want to be one of those guys in stock 1000. And I think that I definitely think that we have the capability to do that. Said, Gillen's the benchmark. He's the champ, but I think we've got a good package underneath of us.
Oh, you're on a Yamaha. He's on a Honda.
Right.
So
right. Exactly.
So, yeah, there's going to be a couple more of them with Gilbert.
But he's going to bring a Vance and Heinz pipe, apparently.
Yes.
So like,
no. I'll be able to hear that.
I mean.
Right. Right. Yep. Yeah. I love it. I see P1, win, go home, simple. I'll go with that. I'll go with those.
Yeah. Shit. You know what we didn't talk about? And you know what? Chris McCreary asked it earlier, and I totally fucking skipped it, and I'm sorry for that. Before we roll, we got to talk about the front straightaway crash, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, all I saw was just asses and elbows.
Dude, I was standing on the wall and I heard it happen at first. And then I looked over and I swear I can still hear the scraping. It was like Ballad of Ricky Bobby when they cut the commercial and then they came back and they were still crashing. Still it was like that, dude.
Wow.
I mean, it was wild. Like, the noise.
It was one of those things where, like, it's the last thing you expect after a race. Yeah. I didn't even realize it because when I crossed the checkered, he was just waving the checkered flag. And it took me like a second to realize. I was like, whoa, like, there's two dudes.
So did you see it happen in front of you or did you?
No. I didn't see it, but I got to it like right after they were. Like,
okay, so you saw them off to the left and you saw.
Right.
Dude, wow. The bike slid forever. They must have, because you could hear it. It was just like, you know, that like metal scraping on the ground sound or whatever.
Because he hit him at like pretty much the finish line, the start finish line.
Yeah.
Close to it. And they slid all the way to the braking zone in turn one.
Oh, dude. Yeah. So gnarly.
That's a long way.
And the thing is, I mean, it was like. Kind of gave me like old school Willow flashbacks from when we had stopping red flag. Yeah. You vibing on that? Yeah. So they used to stop. Northern California still does that nonsense, stopping on red flags. I've always said that. I always think that's stupid. I usually use the R word for that, but yeah, it's retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Like, I mean,
but you know, I can remember at Willow Springs, it was like a thing where. You know, dude would be drafting another guy. Red flag comes out. The guy in the front throws his arm up and chops the throttle and just gets Danny Farnsworth used to call the old race director at Willow Springs used to call it the sizzling 400-pound enema.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And it by the sound of it and by the looks of the motorcycle, it looks like Baz got a sizzling 400-pound enema.
Dude, right. And did you see his ankle?
Oh, yeah, dude. I talked to him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I talked to him. He was ginger. He was walking around. He's like, you know, the guy hit me from behind, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what happened.
It had to have just been a space. Either Richie just spaced for a second or, I mean, I don't know. There's so many different variables.
Steve Bain says there's a cell phone video of it.
There is.
Yeah, that's the one I saw, but you see it happen so early in the video and it was over by the start finish line. When you come out at 12, I mean, start finish line's right there.
Yeah.
So he had to come out. He was probably looking something down and didn't see ahead and then just ass packed him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, it just seems kind of freak accident kind of thing, you know, but I mean, thankfully the guys survived it because that gnarly and it
Richie's
you know, could have been way gnarlier than it was. So, you know, a couple of bikes got written off, you know, like a really expensive one and an old one.
Yeah. And
either way, two bikes got, I mean, dude, two super bikes got destroyed.
Yeah.
Destroyed. I mean, that's, you know,
and I think Richie's probably out, unfortunately.
Yeah,
Three lumbar Richie's, fractures.
Yeah, dude. What was it? Like L1 and 2 and then L4 or something?
And then like wrist.
I mean, they're compression fractures, but let me tell you, compression fractures fucking hurt.
I think his ribs, too. I think he had something happen with his ribs.
Yeah. I mean, the ribs are bad enough anyway, right? Like, you know, I mean, I'm sure Richie's got a pretty high tolerance for pain, but still.
Yeah. I mean, how long did it take Posh to come back from his back accident?
Right.
Or his back injury?
Well, on side note, I mean, I talked to Troy Herfoss briefly, and he was saying that, you know, Indian would be cool with him getting a super bike ride. So, like, maybe.
Really?
Maybe Papa John gives a call to Herfoss to sub, you know?
Okay.
That's not who I was thinking was going to be on. I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, he's not part of their deal. I'm just saying he's a guy that would ride superbike, you know?
Right.
I mean, you got Cody Wyman.
Cody Wyman is my first pick.
Rolling around with leathers in his car.
Dude, that guy shows up to the track just in case of emergency, right? He's got all his shit in a bag. He's like ready to rock and roll. Yeah.
Credit.
Total scavenger.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, Ben, you know, there you go. No, dude, that's not a Yamaha. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stay true to Yamaha. I have. Right. Yeah,
Ben has his eye on one ride.
Well, Trevor, right. I heard is available, yeah. But then you know,
I heard Trevor's available.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
I heard it from you. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Oh, so I mean, I think Herfoss would be a good pick, dude. I bet that dude if he raced Superbike, he'd be dangerous.
Dude, he's an Australian Superbike champion. I mean,
yeah, that don't mean shit here. Not really.
I mean,
I was gonna say Forez. I mean, like he just said in the chat,
dude. Chavi's available. I talked to him last week.
Right. Like I mean,
I'm sure those guys will find somebody to ride it. You know, or maybe they'll kick. Yeah, Josh Hayes. There you go.
Hayes is always the nothing. Safe bet. Like,
right?
God knows it.
That's when's another
last
like.
Time he rode a Gixxer.
Yeah,
doesn't matter when he rode, dude. Like that dude.
He'll figure it out, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's got pretty deep ties to Yamaha too. So right. Like,
that'd be kind of
I don't know.
Probably wouldn't work so well, honestly.
I don't know. I mean, I don't speak for the guy. I'm just saying, like, he's been kind of a Yamaha guy forever, you know. But he rode for Papa John back in the day. So
he did.
I mean, fuck, no. Dude. I mean, maybe he calls up Rapper.
Yeah. Steve Rapp's flying his airplane, and he's like, "Yeah, right. I'm good."
Yeah.
No, I think Rapper is flying his airplane to the track days on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they always come and he flies his coaching student to the track.
Oh,
in his
wow.
plane and
wow.
They ride all day. And then I don't know, about 2:30, 3 o'clock, they get in the plane and we close the track and then he rolls out and takes off and then we keep going.
I've been doing some coaching and I can tell you that my students don't get that same treatment. Unfortunately.
That's because you
don't
have
a plane.
You don't have a plane, dude.
No. So, that's like, the first step, I guess.
Right. Right. So Mickey Bobby lost his superpower when he shaved his stash. Somebody's been talking to Will Morton. That's what it sounds like. Will Morton says he feels like he lost his superpower if he shaves his beard.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I did ride pretty well with the stash, so I'm going to have to grow it out for my next round up at Pitt.
Oh, and by the way, really quick, before we wrap this thing, there's like 12,000 people watching this crap.
Shut up. Dude, that's why? Awesome.
You see it?
Yeah.
That's
no,
weird.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
It's up in the upper left corner, I see.
Oh, I don't see it.
Dude, I'm going to send a screen. I'm going to take a screenshot.
Yeah, take a screenshot.
Take it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the chat, man. I'm loving it.
Dude, this is crazy. But
really appreciate everybody jumping in on the chat, talking trash.
Dude, I think it's great that we have like real dudes on here that are like in the shit, you know, not just
dude, there's a lot of
couch surfers at the pro level, you know.
I don't draw a crowd. Shut up, Daniel.
I think it's Ben's hair is what's strong
in the
crowd.
Well, I told him, I was texting Jiggy. I said, hey, we need to hook Ben Smith up with some of the Jiggy style flow so we can get the locks.
Dude, yeah, I don't get it.
I'm doing another screenshot, dude. It's 13.5 now.
That's dude, awesome. we went and did headshots, right? Because we had to do headshots on Thursday. I'm like sweating and it's hot. And like, I mean, he comes out of the headshots after doing the helmet and all that stuff. Hair looks the exact same. I'm like, dude. What is this product? Like, it looks like you just
Jiggy.
The helmet on.
Jiggy.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, JD.
Dude,
like, what?
Does he not look like the old? Doesn't he look like Kirk Hammett a little bit? Like a young Kirk Hammett?
Who's that?
I don't even know who that is.
Metallica? Yeah.
Oh, Kirk Hammett. Got it.
That's what I said.
Yes. Yes. I thought you were talking about a racer for some crazy reason.
No, dude.
But yeah.
He looks like.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like he plays. He's like his part-time gig is Metallica, right?
Yeah,
he literally looks the part.
That or the dude from Coming to America with Soul Glow.
Oh shit!
Oh, shit.
I'm not singing the song, dude. I'm not singing it.
Soul Glow.
Okay, you did it. That's good.
That's awesome.
All right, you guys. Well, dude, it's been fun. Thanks, Ben, for joining us in the weekend hangover.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, boys. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's been great.
Yeah, man, and best of luck to you in Barber and beyond.
We'll keep rolling. We'll keep trying.
Whoop that ass, dude. Whoop that ass.
Oh, and go visit rbgmotorsports.com and get your Ben Smith merch.
Yeah.
What he said.
I thought I ordered one of those. I got to talk to the. I got to talk to that company and customer service on that.
Yeah, you got to put in a really bad Yelp review.
Contact customer service. We'll get.
Yeah, I don't know. Strongly worded letter might be an order for that one.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. All right, boys.
All right, you guys. All right. Good
time. Thank you very much.
See you,
everyone.
See you guys. See ya.